This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Save it to your Rolodex. Add it to your Palm Pilot. People are like, what are you talking about, Captain? You
know, I don't have a Palm Pilot anymore.
What's a Palm Pilot? You got a Trio?
I've heard of that, but I don't know what it is.
This is old before your time.
This is old technology.
Is it a beeper?
Is it a beeper? Yes, put this number in your beeper.
Oh, my God.
I actually wasn't joking. I still don't know what it is.
So it's basically a phone, but without the phone part.
Yeah, so there used to be two separate things. There were cell phones that you could make and receive calls and listen to voicemails and leave voicemails, basically. And then there were these other devices that were called PDAs, or personal data assistants. And you would have to put these into some sort of a cradle attached to your computer with like a USB cable. And it would sync like your calendar and your contacts and all that kind of stuff. If you made any changes on your computer, it would sync over to your phone to make things easier for you. Right, so you didn't have to have stuff in two different places. Then one day, somebody got a brilliant idea and said, why don't we just add a phone to the PDA, and then everybody can have everything in one spot. And that's how modern smartphones got started.
God, you make me feel so old.
I do apologize for making you feel old. However, you can't possibly feel older than me because I know I'm older than you. So.
Yeah, this is correct. This is correct.
To me, that's almost somewhat recent technology.
I know. I feel like it's recent technology, too. And I still want my Palm Pilot. Like, I can't get them anymore. They don't make them anymore.
Some of the places that I grew up in had actual rotary phones.
I actually had a rotary phone when I was little too. So it's not quite the age difference. This isn't quite that.
Did you have 4-digit dialing?
No, I was trying to think what it was by the time I was
probably at least
seven,
right?
It's basically just without the area code is what I had. So
we had 4-digit dialing, and so like if we needed to call the neighbor right next door, we could just dial the last 4 digits of their phone number and get them. That has been done away with in modern telephony. So, yeah, that no longer exists. At any rate, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
You should write down that phone number or otherwise add it to your smartphone, 603-283-6160. Without further delay, let's go to, is it Davey in Illinois?
Hi, this is Daisy in Illinois.
Daisy.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I'm calling because a friend of mine, my bandmate, just recently got kicked out of a church over speaking out against, you know, our current whole pandemic and government solutions and societal normals and whatnot. And
did they do like a wicked heavy metal, you know, guitar solo and then go, COVID is fake, and then get kicked out of church?
No, just to kind of talking out against, you know, the same kind of things you hear a lot of people talking out about. And then they kicked him off the worship team, and then they kicked him out of the church.
Hang on. I was going to ask, like, did somebody, like, face-to-face come to him, like the reverend or the deacon of the church or some, you know, other church-titled person? Did they come to him and go, hey, look, I don't know what this guy's name is, but hey, look, guy, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and we don't want you on this committee anymore, and we're going to kick you out of the church. It sounds like that didn't happen. I think you mentioned they sent him a letter?
they told him on the phone, and he sent them a letter.
Okay.
You know, as an address of grievance.
Okay.
Then they had filed a police report.
Wait, what?
Saying that he's not welcome on the to go to church anymore there.
Okay.
So we're going to make our own worship services. That's kind of what, and we're going to do it better.
There you go.
That's kind of what the plan
That's
was.
That's kind of like the agorist way of doing that, in a way.
I think so.
I'd be like, you're doing me a favor, dude. Thanks for kicking me out. I don't even want to be here in the first place.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what,
a bunch of squares.
Yeah, I don't know about what denomination this church is that you're talking about, but growing up in Christian churches, I definitely have noticed that people like to grab power whenever they can, and if that power is being the head of the choir, then they're going to grab it. And if they don't like what you have to say about Jesus, what you believe about Jesus, then they're going to, you know, try to use that against you. You know, there's just lots of politics that happen in churches.
Politics and prejudice. I know a lot of churches preach a lot of good stuff, but in my experience anyway, attending these places, I experienced much politics and many prejudices.
Yep. I appreciate the moral support.
I got a question for you. This is a church where people were physically showing up, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest church in the area.
But why on earth would they be kicking somebody out for speaking bad about COVID? Like that's like you're already coming together as a church, like members of a church.
Right, yeah.
Like, this is so hypocritical.
The people at the tavern are much cooler, I found.
Now, that's a church I can get into.
Much more relaxed.
The Church of the Holy Beerstein. Thanks for the call, Daisy. We appreciate it. It's either that or it sounds like he was attending the Church of the Holy Mask, which is a whole different church, so one I would not want to attend personally. I'm not trying to rag on religion, but religions rag on other religions. For whatever reason, a lot of people who are involved with whatever religion they're involved in seem to believe that their religion is the most correct religion. Now, that might be true for themselves.
And
that's fine if that's all the further they take it, but they often attempt to, you know, otherwise convert people from one religion to their religion, or from even the same religion to their particular sub-denomination and subset of beliefs of that religion. And to me, religion should be a personal choice.
Yeah.
Personal choice.
It seems very much like a sickness to me. I mean, if what you're practicing is what you preach, you know, and it's peace and so forth, yes. I get it. But, like, you know, that's not, you know, most of these people are not, they might be preaching it, but they ain't practicing it. You know what I mean?
And it's also a question of respect, right? So if you subscribe to your religion and you want to attend your religious services, far out, solid, and right on. It's when you are unable to respect somebody else's religion, somebody else's practices, you know, and that
right.
may and you get a feeling of superiority over them because, well, I belong to my religion and my religion's the most correct religion, right? That's where I have a huge problem with people.
When I was a kid and I lived in Kansas, I was like 4 or 5 years old. I remember this so clearly. A part of my church split off and started having their own church on Wednesday nights at their house. And it was a lot of like the older people, and my mom was part of the group that split off. And they were all about, they believed in like that there was actually like demonic or, you know, evil entities out there, and that Jesus prayed to get rid of them. But the church that was the actual building didn't want people talking about that. And I don't know if it sounds crazy to say this on the air, but I had a prayer group in the split off church that helped heal my horrible nightmares. I had nightmares every single night. Like, I'd be crying in my sleep every night as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me an exorcism, is what they said.
Okay.
And it stopped.
Sweet.
So I'm just...
I mean, congratulations, you know.
I mean, I'm not against the idea that there's probably, you know, demons or, you know, entities out there. And, you know, if they believed in that, that. If they didn't split, maybe more people could have, you know, came together and understood that better. But nope, you believe in that, you're gone. That's a bad way of doing things, I think.
Yeah, there's certainly many things in the world that I cannot explain, even things that I've experienced that I can't explain. So I'm not, you know, bold enough to say, hey, you're wrong. We've got more free talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome. You are in the correct place for the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight. It is myself, the captain. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
The telephone number to call into our lovely program is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. I do want to take a minute to mention that we are doing a fundraiser, a legal aid fundraiser for the Crypto Six. The website that you want to go to is thecrypto6.com. We've managed to get both URLs, so thecryptosix.com as well as thecrypto and then the number 6.com will take you to the right place where you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund for the six folks who were arrested in the recent terrorist raids by the government on not only the Free Talk Live studio, but the Bitcoin Embassy. The first Bitcoin machine ever in New Hampshire was stolen, along with other Bitcoin ATMs at up to 19 other locations. Six people were arrested. This is all related to them transacting in cryptocurrency, and we know that cryptocurrency is not a crime. So please, if you can find it in your hearts, in your crypto wallets to donate, visit thecrypto6.com. If you want to donate in regular United States dollars,
dirty fiat
as we call it, you can send a PayPal donation to mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com. Any contributions there are helpful. If you think that, oh, these guys have been advertising on the radio, they've got enough money to get... No, we don't.
We will stop. And if you want us to stop, make a bigger donation.
Yeah, we will stop asking for donations when we've got enough to get these folks all lawyered up appropriately so that they don't end up using public attorneys and get railroaded by the system as so many other people have. So, again, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to more of your calls. We've got Axel calling from Wisconsin. Axel, you say that you are the guy that Daisy mentioned who got kicked out of church.
Yes, I am the guy who got banned from church.
So you wanted to give us some background. What led up to these events?
Well, let me take a little quick trip back in time. I stopped going to church 20 years ago, and I became fully awake and aware of the religious institution that Christianity calls itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am a follower and believer in Christ Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Okay.
And I do my best to follow his commandments, love one another, love your neighbor as yourself. And I love music. I play harmonica and guitar.
I was hoping you'd like ripped off a wicked, you know, heavy metal guitar solo and was like, yeah, I'm out of here.
R.I.P. Jesus, you would have loved Dave's music.
I was hoping for that opportunity, actually. I moved to Central Illinois back in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and after 15 years of not going to church, I actually kind of wanted to meet some semi-decent people, which is kind of funny. But began going to the church, and it wasn't too long before I got invited on the worship team, and I have a lot of thankfulness to them for being able to expand my harmonica playing ability.
Okay.
But when this whole, as I call it, plandemic started, I saw the church following the guidelines, and I was constantly on Pastor Kresge's case about opening the church.
Yeah.
And because the Lord doesn't give us a spirit of fear, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper,
mm-hmm.
but yet he still wanted to follow the guidelines. So I hemmed and hawed and went along with it, and finally, they had church in the building in October. So this is where it gets a little complicated on my fault. But they were having services in the park up to October on the nice days when it wasn't raining and outside the church building.
Right.
On the day they opened service, it was a nice day, and Crestige jumps up there and says, if I knew it was going to be such a nice day, I would have had service outside. So it's like a new chapter in our new normal. And I immediately bounced up and said, bye, I'm not brainwashed. No new normal for me, as I walked out of the church. I'll let you guys relegate on that for a moment.
So you were, you stood up in the congregation and the pastor was up on the stage and you said bye to him because you didn't want him preaching about new normal and you wanted, you were trying to make a point that you're not down with the whole brainwashing, doublespeak, new normal stuff, right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
But this wasn't a church, correct?
Yes, this was at a church building.
In church during the service, no less, right? Okay, so
church during the service. Yes.
Okay, so
now, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I back up this one thing? I previously to that service, the pastor had told me they were going to have two services: one for the people who were afraid, and one for the people who didn't care. And then prior to that Sunday service, they got on Facebook and did a live video and said they were going to encourage mask wearing for both services and social conditioning, as in distancing.
Right, right.
And so I was already a little ticked off with that.
Yeah, I can imagine. We did several stories about many churches who were shut down, told you can't have service in person at all, whether or not it was outside and socially distanced and masked up and all that kind of stuff. They're just like, nope, sorry, which, of course, we hear from our perspective of freedom have a huge issue with. So anyway, continue with your story.
Now, let me add a note that this church has black masks with their name printed on it on them. So you're right about the Church of the Holy Mask.
Oh, oh my gosh. Hello, my name is right on the face mask, huh?
Right. So the thing is, I just bought a house in this town, and now I'm on paper at the police station with a little report saying if I step on this church's property, I get charged with criminal trespassing.
Oh, wait, so I have
a
question.
Concerned.
I'm lost a little bit. So when you stood up and you told the church that you were leaving, that is when you got kicked out?
No, I actually tried to reconcile the situation. I started going back, but I constantly asked the pastor to stop selling the pandemic, to stop selling the COVID, but he's done nothing but mention the COVID and the pandemic every single service since then.
And I know that Christians believe that you're not supposed to, spread a spirit of fear. So I'm agreeing with you so far. Can we keep him on?
Yeah, Axel, do you want to hold on?
Sure.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. We'll hear more about Axel and how he got kicked out of church for opposing the new normal. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19.
We have seen cases and hospital admissions move from historic declines to stagnations to increases. And we know from prior surges that if we don't control things now, there is a real potential for the epidemic curve to soar again.
The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle went to the U.S.-Mexico border to check out the conditions. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republican senators got a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"What you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous, and they should finish the wall."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden has included Vladimir Putin of Russia and Xi Jinping of China to his first big climate talk since taking office. The U.S. hopes the event will help shape, speed up, and deepen global efforts to cut fossil fuel pollution, which is helping to create climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your minds. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. You just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving folks in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever type of experience or event you'd like others to have or participate in. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, please be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters on the unofficial Telegram chat or on the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. No, ForkFest is not a food festival. It's not like a gathering of like all the best food trucks and all that stuff. There's plenty of food, don't get me wrong, but there's also entertainment, and it is basically camping and partying. So if you enjoy that type of a situation, please join us. Let us go back to the phones. We were talking with Axel, who was about to get to the point of how he got kicked out of this church for opposing the new normal, all the new COVID stuff.
Right. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. So, as I explained before, I reached out to the pastor, told him, maybe I'm out of line, you know, let's reconcile the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we talked about it. He says, well, I love you, I forgive you, but it's going to take a while to build trust back up. And I was telling him, well, you're a biblically structured church, right? You have elders, you follow the biblical formation of what a church is supposed to be. He even explained to me they tried to practice the first church structure.
Okay, so what did you do that made him finally kick you out?
Well, I continued to go when I could. I'm a freight relocation engineer, so I can't make it all the time. So I went when I could. They actually had a different worship leader during the whole pandemic, and I wasn't able to be on the worship team, and I tried to figure out why. I never got a clear answer with that.
Okay.
But they, at the beginning of this year, they emailed me and said to put together a new worship team because the worship team leader was leaving. So I went to the meeting after church service, gave them ideas because they wanted ideas, was looking forward to getting back on the worship team.
Yep.
And then Super Bowl Sunday was the last service I went to. I called the pastor and told him I was inspired. I'd like to speak on a message. I mean, this is a, you know, first century style church, right? Everybody gets to share a word, right? And he's like, we don't want you on the worship team. We don't want you on stage. We don't trust what you're going to say. And if you continue to pursue it, and that's where I hung up the phone call so I didn't lash out on him.
Okay.
Because that wouldn't be a very Christ-like thing to do.
So you weren't on the stage when you got kicked out of church? I thought that you were on stage when you got kicked out of church. Can you tell us about that part?
No, I got kicked out over a phone call, basically.
And so it was off of this, you wanting to say your message, and then they called you and ended up just saying, never mind, you can't come?
They didn't tell me I can't come. I actually told the pastor, texted him, so it's in writing. I told him I will not be coming. If you're not going to let me be on worship team, and if you're going to speak about how you're not supposed to treat people in the world, or treat people the way the world treats them, and you're treating me exactly, which is going against one of your previous services, then I'm not coming. And then they go and send me a letter, a certified letter, from the police station with a report saying if I go back on their property,
the no trespass order.
Trespass.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Axel. I appreciate it. I wish you the best, of course. Good luck with that. But I think you're on the right path with starting your own worship team or worship group and proceeding that way. It is unfortunate that those events occurred. Continuing on with the phone calls, let's just go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
And that's the exact same thing that happened to another Axel across the state line in Indiana years ago. He was a musician, got kicked out of the church. He started hitchhiking to L.A., started a rock band called Guns N' Roses.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, he's no sweet child of mine, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
What's on your mind,
and,
David? Get to the point.
And those people aren't worth hanging out with anyway, man. So your caller, Courtney, so notable notes on Courtney. So she sounded like a reasonable person, right? Not to mention that that's her own kid, and that's her own kid's own mom. And then she's, you know, having a drink in her own house, whatever. She's got a kid with autism, so the whole world is going to save the kid with autism from a parent that is having a beer or whatever, and then a cop trespasses in her house.
Yeah, indeed.
And she gets mad. She gets mad because the cop did that, and then grounds for legal action. And this is the government that everybody listening to me, you created this monster. And let me get one thing in before I don't get a chance. You all are paying for it. And you don't care because it hasn't happened to you.
Yep.
But let me tell you, any one of you that's got children and you got another parent in the house, if there's a time bomb waiting for you, you better be nice to that other parent, because if any point in the future you PO them, you know,
yep.
And they decide to leave you and they happen to get a better lawyer than you can afford,
yep.
then it might not be you now, but it will be you then, and you'll be in the system. And why does this system exist? Why do they got to? If they didn't keep feeding the system with children, well, there wouldn't be a system, would there? And then that would be a little bit less work. That'd be a little bit less work that that cop needed to be paid for with your tax dollars, and that judge, and the four or five attorneys that are involved, and all of the expert witnesses. How many days worth of trial did she say? I heard at least four. 6 days of trial.
Yeah, 4 and 2, 6 days, right? Yeah.
That's just the trial. The trial is tiny compared to everything that happens before and after that trial. And the adoption people or the foster people, they get a check every month for whatever, $400, $600 per kid.
Yeah, why wouldn't this woman who has control over her kids right now want to continue having control over them? She has 6 kids that she got from this system, and they're each a check to her.
Yep.
And that's how she makes a living. She is making a living off of child trafficking. And you, listener, you're paying the bill. If you got a job, your taxes are paying the bill.
Yeah, you know, that's the best. You know, I usually when they say child trafficking or sex trafficking or anything of that nature, you know, I roll my eyes. But that is the word that you chose to use to describe what happened here. That's child trafficking.
Yeah, that is a very precise and accurate statement, David. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You know, it's okay when the government does it, but when you do it, it's a crime.
Exactly.
Just file this under the long list of things that occur in that fashion. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. You probably won't get in this evening, but write this down for future reference. 603-283-6160. We had a period of time of about a week or so where our phones were down, no thanks to the terrorists calling themselves the government who attacked our studio, the Bitcoin embassy, up to 19 other locations, and arrested 6 folks. You can help donate to the Legal Defense Fund for the Crypto 6 over at thecrypto6.com. Please consider donating to that cause. These folks need real legal defense. I also want to take this moment to say thank you to Chris R. He is a silver level amplifier, and that means he contributes some money every month toward getting this radio program that you're listening to right now onto more radio stations. We're currently on about 187 radio stations. We could be on 200. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. It's all up to you. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Every dollar that you contribute does go specifically to getting this radio station on more, or this radio program on more radio stations. So you can be confident that your money is going to that particular purpose. Thank you again to Chris R. for being a silver level amplifier. There's some little perks and things. You get access to the AMP-only feeds and that type of thing if you are an amplifier. So please check out amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Chris R. You are appreciated. We had been trying to talk in the first hour about this article from Oakland where it sounds like they're trying to set up some sort of trial period that may end up becoming some sort of government-sponsored UBI, and we can talk more about that, but did you guys have any, you know, other thoughts, things you wanted to talk
about?
Boo?
Yeah, boo to the UBI.
Boo to the UBI. Or boo-bye, B-U-B-I, right? How would you pronounce it? You put a B in front of it?
I don't know. All I know is I am all for charity, but I don't think that charity, you know, I don't think theft is, you know, the theft that occurs with government in order to, you know, quote, be charitable is really, it's not, that's not real charity. That's theft, and it should be called out.
Is lining a bunch of bureaucrats' pockets for, you know, office jobs that they do is charity, then I guess that's charity.
Well, this article says...
like redefining charity.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
This article goes on to say the San Francisco Chronicle reports that the initiative in Oakland comes in the wake of Stockton's program, which provides $500 every month to 125 people, launched by former Mayor Michael Tubbs, who will also be at the news conference. Stockton led one of the first universal basic income programs in the U.S. Tubbs lost his reelection in 2020. So this sounds like monkey see, monkey do. We saw this with the mask mandates, right? At first, just like one state was like, okay, I'm going to issue an executive order, whatever mayor, I don't remember who it was, governor or whatever, what state. I'm going to issue an executive order, and I'm going to make masks mandatory for the entire state. And then some other governor saw how much publicity this governor was getting and went, I want that publicity too.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to issue a mask mandate.
These are control freaks. They seek power, and they know that they want, you know, when you're in a crisis, people tend to support you.
Yes.
So they're basically thinking about their next election run is what's going on here.
Well, and we're also in what I like to call a closing government. In other words, the empire is on its way out.
I hope so.
And because of that, we're going to see all sorts of things. I've been predicting that the lockdowns and the overreactions to the COVID bit with the mandates and all that thing were a precursor to things like getting folks addicted to government dependency. A government-sponsored UBI is exactly that.
I mean, I feel like we've already been in this situation for... 70 years? Is it? When did Social Security come around? I mean, that was the 30s, was it?
I believe so.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're looking at...
90 years.
90 years. I mean, we've been in this socialist cesspool, and the money is just... It doesn't... I mean, we are so poor today, and I know, I'm not saying, you know, we're not living better than a lot of other countries, but... We should be way wealthier than we are.
Individually,
everybody,
yes.
Every single person in the United States should be way better off.
Right, and the problem is that the government, through the Federal Reserve, is siphoning that wealth off of us. They are a leech on the face of society. They are bloodsuckers. They are...
Slaveholders.
Slaveholders. They are milking you for your life's effort in the form of taxation. Over and over again, you are a piece of cattle on a tax farm. And that's one of the revelations that libertarians and anarchists and freedom-loving folks have already had, one that not a lot of people have given any thought to.
And I would like to say that that's thanks to the public school system. A lot of people who know what the Social Security, I mean, what Social Security is, will just think, well, yeah, because when I'm old and I'm dying, I want to be able to have money to take care of myself when I can't work. But they don't, they just aren't looking at it at the right way because public school has conditioned them to look at it like there's no other way for them to have money when they're old.
Ever notice how they teach this kind of stuff in a history class, not in like an economics class?
Right.
Because they don't want you to know how Social Security works. Social Security is literally just theft, and they might give you a little bit back of it, you know, at the end of your life. But where is that coming from? That's coming from somebody else. It's not coming from what you paid in earlier.
You're so right. They gave it to you. They tell you in school about stuff like that as if it's just a given. The government gave us this because it's helping us, instead of explaining how it works. Because honestly, I never had a class where they explained where any type of economics worked. But I can definitely say that I remember being like hearing about like FDR and stuff like that. He came up with this New Deal and all this stuff.
I didn't even have an economics class until I hit college, to be honest. Like, I don't even think there was one available in high school.
The closest thing that I had in high school was something called home economics.
That's hilarious.
And I think that that's why the majority of people like my age who are leftist type leaning, or even not like political, but they just have this little grasp on what's going on around them, they just believe that Republicans or whatever, I'm not a Republican, the show's not Republican, but this is their general idea. People on the right don't want me to have money at the end of my life for Social Security because they think I need to work harder. I'm working as hard as I can and I don't have enough money. What's really happening is you don't have enough money because you're being stolen from and the government's trying to dupe you into working harder and just...
And it's right there on your frickin' pay stub.
Let me tell you something. It's not on your pay stub. That's only a part of it.
You're right.
I have a business, and if you look at what the amount of money that goes to the government from our business checking account to cover the taxes, basically that money that's being stolen from you, it's basically, if you didn't get that, if that wasn't happening, your income, your paycheck would literally double.
Yes.
Double. That doesn't include all the money they're stealing from you, mind you, but your paycheck would double.
Well, it includes some of the money they're stealing from
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, some of it.
Taxation,
but there's a lot.
There's also sales tax on things. There's
property
inflation,
taxes.
Property taxes.
Which ends up going, if you're a renter, you're basically paying your property taxes through your landlord.
Paying to register your car.
Yep.
Paying for your driver's license.
Yeah. Tariffs, 25% tariffs now.
The inheritance tax. So money that was taxed and saved by somebody who worked for it and saved it and then dies and leaves it to you, you don't get that money until the government gets their cut.
Monopoly on services.
Death tax.
In New Hampshire, they have a monopoly on alcohol. They have state-run liquor stores.
Yep.
In the lottery, they have a monopoly on lotteries. So, yeah, I mean, that's like every state, I think, just about, probably. And that money, I mean, you would think that with all the taxes, you wouldn't need to have a monopoly on lotteries.
So if there was no taxes, just take that as a given, there's no taxes, you would work just the same amount you're working now, you'd be getting so much more money that you would be able to plan for your retirement.
Yes. Yeah, everybody would be rich in America.
And make your own choices for what companies, right? As it is, even if you have an employer, that at best they give you a couple of choices to contribute to a voluntary retirement plan, you would make all of your choices by yourself.
And if you lost your limbs in an accident, then all your friends would be able to have extra money to help take care of you, and there'd be charities for
that. And there's still something called insurance, too. You would actually be able to afford your own insurance.
We are out of time. We're on 7 nights a week at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.